June 1, page 166, Reflecting Christ in the Home. Eden, the first home. The Lord God made a woman and brought her unto the man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Genesis 2:22-24. God celebrated the first marriage. Thus the institution has for its originator the Creator of the universe. Marriage is honorable, Hebrews 13:4. It is one of the first gifts of God to man, and it is one of the two institutions that after the fall, Adam brought with him beyond the gates of paradise. When the divine principles are recognized and obeyed in this relation, marriage is a blessing. It guards the purity and happiness of the race. It provides for man's social needs. It elevates the physical, the intellectual, and the moral nature. The home of our first parents was to be a pattern for other homes, as their children should go forth to occupy the earth. That home, beautified by the hand of God Himself, was not a gorgeous palace. God placed Adam in a garden. This was his dwelling. In the surroundings of the holy pair was a lesson for all time, that true happiness is found not in the indulgence of pride and luxury, but in communion with God through His created works. If men would give less attention to the artificial and would cultivate greater simplicity, they would come far nearer to answering the purpose of God in their creation. Pride and ambition are never satisfied, but those who are truly wise will find substantial and elevating pleasure in the sources of enjoyment that God has placed within the reach of all. To the dwellers in Eden was committed the care of the garden, to dress it and to keep it. Their occupation was not wearisome, but pleasant and invigorating. God appointed labor as a blessing to man, to occupy his mind, to strengthen his body, and to develop his faculties. In mental and physical activity, Adam found one of the highest pleasures of his holy existence. The holy pair were not only children under the fatherly care of God, but students receiving instruction from the all-wise Creator. The order and harmony of creation spoke to them of infinite wisdom and power. They were ever discovering some attraction that filled their hearts with deeper love and called forth fresh expressions of gratitude. So long as they remained loyal to the divine law, their capacity to know, to enjoy, and to love would continually increase. They would be constantly gaining new treasures of knowledge, discovering fresh springs of happiness, and obtaining clearer and yet clearer conceptions of the immeasurable, unfailing love of God. Patriarchs and Prophets, page 46-51.